I apologize for the early hour. I just have an appointment, so I had to change the time. We're going to begin today the Archa Tzaddikim. I'm going to skip the Hakdama. We'll go straight to the beginning on page 47. And it'll be a little bit of a continuation, but a different perspective, a different way of writing. So I'm hoping that we should be zeiche to learn the Archa Tzaddikim and fulfill what it says in it. And work on ourselves and grow from it. So the learning, as always, should be a schus l'nishmas Chaim Elazar ben Shem Shenaryeh, as well as a schus for an ilan neshama for Rabbi Yaakov Yosef ben Chaim Menachem ben Zion. It should be a schus for Fur Shlomo of Chaim Dov ben Menorachol, Chanalei ben Shein Rachol, and Abadati ben Pero, and a schus for all those in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so beginning on page 47, again, I'm using this version of the Archa Tzaddikim, but you can really use any version that you want. Easy to follow along and pretty easy messages that are being presented. So he says like this: Hagaiva, with regards to Gaiva, he amatbeach pasal melchagadol. It's the coin that Hakadosh Baruch Hu was pasal. He invalidated. And he warned us in the Torah, Kamoishanemar, you should be careful lest you forget Hashem. Because the underlying facet of Gaiva is what? Is that you're forgetting that there is a creator, Kedekziv. You'll have a lot of sheep and cattle. You'll have a lot of money. Your heart will become high, meaning haughty, and you will forget Hashem, your God. And you'll say, in your heart, that the way I earned all this money is through my own efforts. Instead, you should remember Hashem. He is really the one that gives you the ability to amass wealth. So that is the key point, is that people become prosperous, causing them to forget the Ribbono shel Olam. And we have to stop when we are successful and catch ourselves and remember that really none of it came from us. It was all really a bracha in disguise. Uvamelech nemar, and by a melech, specifically by a king, it says, Levilti rum levava, that he has to be extra careful to ensure that his heart does not become higher than others. If the Torah commanded us, even regarding a king who has a right to hold himself up over other human beings, because he demands certain level of respect. You're not allowed to ride on his horse. You're not allowed to use his objects. So he does demand a certain level of respect, and even he's not allowed to have gaiva, even though you might think it's more justified. So kol shekein behed yoytoi, certainly regular people shlo yistaru ze al ze, should not show one up. Their friend should not hold it over their friend. Hagayva mischalekas l'shnei chalakim. He says gaiva is divided into two categories. Ha'echad, one is gaiva sa'adam begufay, is the gaiva that a person has in his body. V'chelek hasheni gaiva sa'adam b'maisav, is a person in his actions. B'maylas ha'chachma b'maisav tovim, the way he thinks and in the way he acts. Of gaiva sa'adam begufay yesh b'shnei chalakim. In addition, he says the gaiva that a person has physically has two categories. Ha'echad tov ve'echad ra. One is good and one is bad. And here he's going to start by telling us the negative type of gaiva that a person has physically. That at a time when a person's heart gets haughty, it rules over him. It takes control of his body from his head all the way to his toe, from his kepala to his fisalech, right? So, in his head and in his throat, kedichsev. So he's going to bring you psukim that show that every part of the body gets affected. So he says, begroinai, in the head and the throat, kedichsev, as the pasuk says, yan ki gavu b'nai Sion, because the daughters of Sion got had gaiva, and they walk with outstretched necks. So the Mitzudas explains that they would sway from side to side to show off their beauty. Second, Yadavu Baraglav, how do you know gaiva affects the hands and the feet? Kedichsev, al tevayeni regal gaiva, yarisham al tenedeni. That the haughtiness, the foot of gaiva should not come upon me, and the hand of the wicked shouldn't move me. So again, references here to other parts of the body. The al regal gaiva nensha bas Reb Chanina ben Tradyon, and the daughter of Reb Chanina ben Tradyon, who was Reb Meir's sister-in-law, Brurya's sister, was punished that she had to live in a house of Zoinos, in a place of Zoinos. Kipam achas, why? Because one time She was walking with Nigadoli Rami before the Roman officials, Shamashamar, and she heard them say, Kamanois Psiois Shall Rivazu. How beautiful is the steps, is the stride of this woman, the way she walks. When she heard that, she Azdigta, she made a point of walking, even more graciously, meaning that she really strutted and showed off her stuff. So, and obviously that's the opposite of Kol Kavud V'Asmat Panima, and therefore she was punished. Let's just do a drop more. Vayinayim in the eyes, k'dichsevei naim ramais, haughty eyes, v'aznayim in the ears, v'yishma divrei aniyim hamlolim, by not listening to the words of aniyim who are pleading with you, who are unfortunate. Bereach apoy, how do we know gaiva affects the nose? V'amdei, when you stand next to an ani or you go to his house, himsruchem be'enav, they smell offensive to you. Now, I don't know if this means they literally smell offensive, or it means, probably it doesn't mean they literally smell, because if they literally smell, there's nothing to do with gaiva. It probably means that you're put off by their appearance, or you're put off by the way that they act. And so that's looked at as sort of turning your nose against away from them. And even in your words, Yadavar al Tzadik Asak B'gaiva, he speaks arrogantly against the righteous. The gam agayva nikeres bein yonei amacham v'mashkim. It's also recognizable in the way that we eat and drink. Gam nikeres b'mabushe big degayva, the way you dress. Mabushe nachri, you dress like a goy. V'alzeres hanu b'taras moishe shenemar v'loy telecha b'chukas agoy. Don't go in the ways of the goy. M'ksiv b'chukasem loy selecha shenemar. Why? Yishom lecham pentin al kishachrem. You'll be drawn after them. Hakol be'inyan echadhu. It's all one concept. Mazir. The Torah is warning us. Shehei Yisrael mavdol b'mabushe v'udvar v'chom. That a person has to be separate from the goyim in the way he dresses and the way he speaks. I separated you from the nations. So this is really the point. The point is that it's all about gaiva. Following and imitating the nations of the world is about imitating the way that they dress, imitating the way that they carry themselves, and it's all for the purpose of holding yourself up to be higher, at which really the root of which is gaiva.